the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello. It's a Wednesday. I know, a Wednesday. We thought, reality Rob Dixon and myself, Lee Phelps, we thought that we'd give you an extra little treat. Celebrity Big Brother has been so popular this year and the betting has been so interesting that we thought we'd do a little recap ahead of the final this evening. Rob, you well?
Yes, I'm good. But Wednesday, I'm not used to this.
I know,
Wednesday,
it's a bit weird, isn't it? It's very weird.
Do I get paid extra for doing Wednesdays?
I'll check with the boss.
Okay.
It depends how the final goes tonight, I think.
Yes, yeah. Well, it depends how the final goes as to whether I'm actually here on Friday
yeah,
as well.
Fair enough. So, 9 o'clock on Channel 5 on Wednesday evening. You've got a 1-5 favourite in Jim Davidson. 1-5. 5-1 Dappy. Ollie Locke is 10-1. Louisa Zisman is 20-1. 33-1 Sam Fares. And 50-1. On Casey Batchelor. We've got to finish sixth betting. We've got some post-series specials, top male, top female, and the gender of the winner betting. Robbie, I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say that any one of four could actually win this from where we're sat right now. Having watched a lot of this series, I think you could put a line through
Casey. Through Casey.
Let's go from the back forward. Sam Fares has got this purported massive support.
1 million Twitter followers here.
She's been cast iron through the show, hasn't she? No one's put her up. She's just been... She's not affected anyone.
I don't think people know she's there.
That's the thing, isn't it?
I think they've forgotten she's
there.
But
she's got this storyline where she's been... we're told she's been really, really poorly while she's been in there. How much of a sympathy vote does she get?
I think it's quite a bit.
It's 33-1. Worth a couple of quid.
I think it's still worth a few quid. Yeah, I've backed her at the big total of 6-1. So, to see her at 33-1 wasn't really in the script for me. But, let's look. More Twitter followers than anyone else. She's not been put up for nomination. She gets on well within the house. And there is that sort of sympathy bounce, but it's questionable whether she actually left the house now. There's conflicting reports. They're saying that she's left the house twice for medical care. They're saying that she was treated in the dome.
Either way, it doesn't matter, does it?
But the fact of the
matter is she
has been ill, and that's why she's not been shown as much. I mean, when they show her best bits, it could just be that they show her going in and her coming out. That could be it.
Having said that, over the past couple of nights, while you've had this kind of sordid love triangle between Casey, Lee and Jasmine, what you've seen is this quite nice relationship and this like quite a sweet relationship developed between Ollie and Sam.
Yeah.
And that's been quite underplayed, that they haven't shown much of that because there's been so much of the going on. But
yeah,
it is quite a nice storyline, and people of those two shows, let's say for argument's sake, Ollie went early.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a lot of Ollie supporters.
Yeah.
And there will be a lot of those.
Yeah.
Who immediately go to Sam because they've been...
And vice versa. Yeah,
exactly.
I can see the point, definitely. It's... Where does... I mean, if... Say... Let's get ahead of ourselves. If Casey does go out first, where does her votes go?
I don't think there will be many.
If there isn't many, then that's fine. But
the thing about the flip side of all this is, and I could quite easily make a case for Sam Fares to win the whole thing.
Yeah,
at 33-1. But, and it depends how much you value digital spy polls, telemix polls, polls on, you know, thisisbigbrother.com and other websites. She ranks lowest on all the votes.
Yeah,
you know, she's elite. When you ask for who's your least favourite, she wins that. When you ask for who's your most favourite, she's least popular.
The problem is that she's not
done anything.
She's not done anything, but that's not given her the chance. Mm. Maybe she has done things, and it's just not being picked up in the edit because the edit is so pro Jasmine Lee Casey.
Mm.
That's what it's been for sort of 2 weeks. First week was very pro Jim. Jim, in a way, has had to go into the background with the story as well. They do seem to pick out a lot more of Jim's good bits than they do the others.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that's the way it's going to be. They're not stupid. They look at the polls as well. They'd look at the betting prices as well, and they will do that. But there's no point doing a show based on Ollie and Sam if all the polls and everything is talking about Jim. So they will focus on the people at the top.
20-1, Louisa Zisman. I backed Louisa. She went in thinking that she would be a major player in the house, and she would be equally willing to get involved in the sordid stuff, and equally willing to have an intelligent conversation, and she would display herself well. Some of it's come true, some of it hasn't. I don't think she's come across as being that likable, but yeah, she's been involved in most things that happen in the house, hasn't she?
I think you've got most of it there, haven't you? I think she's been she's not really been an extreme contestant in the same way that you just said, oh, well, I backed her because I thought she was going to be controversial. I thought she was going to be a bit risque. It's not really happened. There's been bits of it, but it's not really happened either way. There was the argument with Dappy. And to be fair, Louise's sort of best bits on the show have been with her and Dappy. And again, when we were talking about Ollie and Sam, then that's probably the same sort of... You'd think if Louisa went, then maybe those votes would transfer to Dappy. But it's probably less of one than it is... I think Ollie and Sam, I think they will get behind each other.
You don't think they'll split the vote? You don't? Sam and Ollie?
Sam and Ollie, yeah. Well, I think they do split the vote at the beginning. It just depends
who goes,
in a way, you probably want... If you've backed one of them, you'd want one of the others to be out very early.
Yeah, I can't see her winning. I'm not sure I can make a case for Louisa having enough ground support to win it anyway. Sam, maybe, with those Twitter followers and with the following. Ollie Locke, then, 10-1. I suppose everything we've said about Sam could equally apply to Ollie. Again, he's not really featured heavily in the house. He had that one storyline where he stood up and said his piece and he got ridiculed for it, and he kind of came out then and was quite, you know, quite bullish about himself.
Just put it back in his box, wasn't he? But yeah. Again, it just comes down to the airtime. I just don't think they get... I don't think he gets enough airtime. I think he's probably one of these people that's changed my perception. When I came in, I thought, oh, he looks a bit arrogant and stuff. I don't watch Made in Chelsea. I don't really follow Towie either. But I saw him and I thought, well, I think the girls would like him, but I just can't see that he... I can't see him doing anything. But he seems to come across... In the bits we've seen, he's come across as a sort of likeable chap, and... I just don't think he's got enough. He's got the fan support. I just don't think he's got that sort of block support from the probably the 60-70% of people who are just watching the show based on what the edit tells them to.
Just one thing I forgot to say about Louisa Zisman is, if you're going back to the polls, you know, the online polls, she comes second in all of them.
Yeah.
To Jim Davidson.
Yeah, there's definitely been a...
Which is fascinating. Could you see a Jim Davidson-Louisa final? After all the antagonism they've had and the relationship they've had to be stuck together in the final. I think we've seen that before in past series where the two people who didn't get on
end up being stuck together at the end,
which is quite a nice way to round off the show.
Yeah, maybe.
There's no way she beats Jim Davidson in the final, though, is
there? She doesn't beat Jim. I think the only chance Jim has of losing, I think, is probably to Dappy.
Yeah, and he's the next guy we'll talk about, 5-1. Just going through, I mean, he's been, I wouldn't say he's been a major player in the house, but he's always been, he hasn't had any particular favourites in terms of friends. He's well liked by everyone's favourite, Jim Davidson, so you've got that kind of rub off of Jim Davidson. If you like Jim, you tend to like Dappy. He's obviously fun, younger, he's got that kind of audience that, you guess he's got the kind of same fan base that Abs Love had.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of, you know, the cool singer come rapper type star. Similar demographic. Obviously, he's got other things going for him as well, which might get him a few votes. When you look at Twitter, which I don't know how much we value Twitter now, it's pretty much split between Jim, Dappy, and then you've got all the others, like Sam and Ollie and Louisa, and that's pretty much it. You don't really get much for Casey at all. Yeah. Knowing what we know about odds on shots being chinned, if it's a Jim Dappy final, I go Dappy.
Yeah, well, I can't back Jim at that price.
One to five,
you have to back the other side. If Dappy's in the final two, if Louisa's in the final two, I wouldn't. If Louisa's in the final two,
you back Louisa, yeah.
I would back Louisa, yeah.
Rather than have no bet, or would you just have no bet?
No, just it's token 5, 10, 2,000.
Just because it's happened so many times in the past.
Yeah, I just see. I mean, going back, we've talked about these Favs beaten before. I think Bez, I think, was the most famous one. He was shorter than Jim going into the final. Yeah. Vern Troyer's the same price on the final night as Jim is now. These do get beat. I've read on Twitter, and a lot of sort of knowledgeable people from sort of Big Brother saying, oh, well, it's all over, Jim's won. He hasn't won. You've still got to pick up the phone and vote him through.
And that's the problem, isn't it?
And that's the problem. Maybe people think that he's won and just think, oh, well, we won't bother.
Yeah.
polls are sometimes wrong. Betting prices are sometimes wrong. Don't think that this is over.
What price was Mark Wright going into the I'm a Celebrity final that
Mark
time?
Wright he was short, Mark he? Wright in the I'm a Celebrity final was 1-7
yeah.
in running.
Chinned.
And
they
do get beat.
Yeah.
Normally they get beat when I'm on. And I'll be honest with you.
I'll
be honest with you, I'm not on gym this year. I know everything about it. I know the out of everything he had be probably the most public perception to change, and I think in a way he has done that.
Yes.
I'm amazed that some of the people come out and say, oh, he's such a lovable creature. He's not a lovable creature. I think people are sort of our age probably know Jim from sort of 80s telly, but we all know the other side of Jim. We know sort of the antagonist, I think, in Jim. And I genuinely don't think that he's a nice person, and I genuinely don't think that he's a nice person to sort of be around. But I think due to the fact that he's probably got most to sort of not lose but to gain really in this sort of show, I think he's been on his best behaviour. The way he's dealt with sort of Linda antagonising him over the thing, that's really what's won it. If Linda had gone first week, we wouldn't have been seeing Jim Davidson want the five in the final. I would be probably surprised if he even got to the final, because I think he would have picked on somebody else. And I think if he'd have really gone for somebody like Louisa, I think the public's perception of Jim would have been a little bit different than Linda. I think the perception of Linda was that she was just being sort of bitchy and everything all the way, and I think that sort of turned the public into Jim's favour, that he was sort of being not bullied but sort of he didn't really need this. But there we go. I think 1-5, far, far too short for me. But the polls say 20-30% clear. It is going to take a very, very big shock. Probably one of the biggest shocks in Big Brother history for Jim to lose.
If I gave you whatever sum you wanted, Rob, and I said you can have one of these two bets, Jim Davidson 1-5, Casey Batchelor 2-5 to finish 6th, stand out, that isn't it, in comparison to the one.
Well, that's what we always talk about, sort of perception of value of things. I was quite big on Twitter last week about this, about what you see. I think we had, what price was it, we had Liz, whatever her name was,
Jones.
Liz Jones,
what's she called? Yeah,
yeah.
She got an already.
she was 1-8 to be evicted that week at the start, and Todd Cowley was 1-8 in the dance off of a skate off for Dance on Ice. Which one of those two represents a better value? Yeah. They're the same price, but they haven't got, one of them for me has got a lot better chance of going.
Yeah. Some people may look at it and think, and fair enough, some people might look and go, I can't touch 1-5 Jim Davidson, but I do want a bet in the market, but you don't fancy anyone else. One of the market that I think has got some value about it might be this top female market. Louisa Zisman, 8-13, Sam Fares, 2-1, Casey Batchelor, 5-1. I think the argument we made for Sam over Louisa means that 2-1 for Sam Fares could be a decent bet for her to be top female.
There's quite a big...
Should they be that far apart?
There was quite a big move Sunday morning. Sam was favourite, and Louisa sort of came. The couple of edits linked with Sam's health has moved Louisa favourite for this market. And I don't know. This is the problem, isn't it? Because
Sam must have more support at home.
She probably has,
and more people who would be motivated to vote for her as well. I think that 2-1's a good bet.
But are they motivated just because she's Sam Fares and she's in Towie, or are they motivated to back her because of what we've seen in the show? If they're going to bet if they're going to bet based on what they've seen in the show, then probably Louisa 8-13's the bet.
Yeah, but we know that's not how it works.
No,
we?
If people just blindly back their favourite, then. Then Louisa at 8-13 probably doesn't represent any good value at all.
Yeah, fair enough. Rob's put loads of specials out as well. These are good news. Some of these are Lee Ryan and Jasmine to be confirmed to be dating before the end of the year, even money. Casey or Jasmine to be chucked out of the after party for whatever reason, 6-1. Casey or Jasmine to be both chucked out of the after show. Hang on a minute.
Casey or Jasmine to both be chucked out the after show party.
Oh, so they both have to go for 10-1.
Yeah.
Either one of them can go for 6-1. Lee Ryan and Casey to be confirmed dating before the end of the year, That's 5-1. Dappy to have a number one UK single, either solo or with N-Dubs in 2014, 5-1. There's loads of Jim Davidson ones as well. Jim Davidson to host a Saturday night primetime live show on BBC, ITV, Channel 4, Channel 5 in 2014, 12-1. Don't mind that. I mean, would Channel 5 go for a Saturday night primetime show?
Channel 5 have never had one.
No. And his best mate is mates with the Richard Desmond, the owner of Channel 5.
But then would they?
Why would they put a Saturday night? The only problem with that is why would they have a Saturday night primetime show? They,
is it 12-1 for them to have a Saturday night primetime?
Because they're competing with, you know, too much.
There's too much.
And ITV ITV wouldn't replace Anton Deck with Jim
ITV
Davidson.
ITV aren't going to
BBC
replace.
Wouldn't.
BBC wouldn't Channel touch 4, Jim Davidson with a voucher poll. Channel 4, it's not their sort of style to have a talk show. Maybe if he was going to do one, he'd go Sky, but that's not on my list. And
do you know, I'd still be tempted to have a little, maybe a little fiver on that,
just in case.
It could
by
be
the
a
end
chat
of,
show
by the
it?
End of 2014.
It could be a chat show. What do you class as prime time?
Well, prime time's between the hours of sort of 6 and 10. Yeah, 6 and 10. I'll give you 10. I'll give you the extra hour.
Thanks. Keep this recording. Jim Davidson to be slapped by Linda during the final night live show.
I don't think they'd get him anywhere near.
If 25-1. 25-1. I'm out of quid on that as well.
If Jim wins, he won't be near the other people because they all moved up. It's not a big price for Linda not to be there tonight anyway. So
Jim Davidson to perform a sellout UK solo tour in 2014, 4-1. Evander Holyfield to return to the professional boxing.
Bizarrely, that is That's probably the better bet
yeah,
of the.
It is. I've just been looking while you were chatting before. I was looking, and he said he was going to return to the ring last year.
Yeah,
and never did.
No.
But I might have a bet on that as well. 8-1.
8-1. 8-1 is probably good. I quite like the Dappy one.
Yeah,
even though it's my price. There's talk that they're reforming N-Dubs. Obviously, they got to get to number one, haven't they?
Yeah.
But I think
on an easy week, that's not impossible.
No, that's not with downloads and stuff. I mean, that's I think that's half the reason he's there, isn't he?
Yeah.
To promote.
Yeah.
Obviously, any either a solo career or anything with N-Dubs. Talisa, she's not fallen on hard times, but she there's talk now that she's going to reform or rejoin.
Fair enough. Casey and Jasmine to fight during the final night live show, 25-1, and Blue to represent the UK in Eurovision, 33-1. Lots there. Before we go, Rob, we said we only talk about Celebrity Big Brother, but The Jump has been getting quite a lot of notoriety over the past few days. If anyone hasn't seen it, this is where celebrities compete in various winter sports, and then the punishment, almost, if you finish in the bottom two, is to do a ski jump.
Yeah. Ski jump.
Wow.
Eddie Edwards will guide you through how to do a ski jump.
So Steve Redgrave is a 7-4 favourite. Joe McElderry is 7-2 of X Factor fame. Laura Hamilton, who was on Dancing on Ice once upon a time, TV presenter, 7-2. Marcus Brigstock, the comedian, 6-1. He was once on a show about learning to speak French. Do you remember that one? With Big Ron.
Remember was that? He? Yeah.
And Edwina Curry, I think.
I remember being that awful BBC sort of sitcom and stuff where he was a writer.
Oh, I
can't remember the story, but he does the comedy circuit, doesn't he, Marcus Brigstock, and he's on, so he does sort of QI and a few other bits and pieces.
He is priced up at 6-1. Former Pussycat doll Kimberly Wyatt, she was a judge on one of the kids' dancing programmes. Was that right? Am I right about that? Sky, it's one of the Sky dancing programmes. 10-1. Richie Neville. What's Richie Neville doing?
5.
Oh, of course, yeah, 5. 12-1. Melinda Messenger, former pastry girl and more recently presenter. 16-1. Anthea Turner, needs no introduction, 33-1. And Sunita, I'm wondering how many reality shows she's now appeared on. 66-1. You put Laura Hamilton my way at around 6-1 the other day. I thought she had a chance. She's been skiing since the age of 9.
Skiing
she
since the age of 9.
Adrenaline
keen,
sports.
Keen snowboarder.
Skydiving.
Fits the bill perfectly well.
No fear.
The only downside to her is that there's no public vote. And I think, based on her Dancing on Ice performance, I think she would have got a decent public vote. So we'll see. It's at this stage, it's been...
Who's been best that you've seen so far? Has Steve Redgrave been the best one that you've seen so far?
I mean, he won the Giant Slalom was the first event, and he won that, and then the women did Skeleton on the second night. I can't remember who won it. I think...
Kimberly,
yes. Kimberly won that from Melinda. Last night, I didn't watch it, I will be honest.
But catch up on it. It's,
I will catch up on it.
Another, but not you, I meant the listeners.
It was the favourite was Stephen Redgrave and Darren Goff were in the jump off last night. So, I mean, even though Stephen Redgrave's favourite, there's no...
Now, who knows? Yeah, exactly. Who knows who's going to win this one? We'll talk more about all that on our normal specials podcast, which will be out on Friday. We'll talk, of course, about Splash as well, the Dancing on Ice latest, and the awards betting. So plenty to talk about, including The Voice. Rob, thanks for this little insert. We've still managed to do about 20 minutes. Don't forget to have a bet on these markets tonight, and it will be in play throughout the final. So if you haven't had a bet yet and you want to wait and see what happens, then make sure you look on the William Hill in play console under the TV specials section, and all the prices will be there. If you haven't a bet on any of it, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.